Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today, and I'm so glad you took time in your schedule to spend these next few minutes together with me as we continue on in a message, A Hundredfold Discipleship, that I began last week. Now, I know by the Spirit some of you listening are going through some very intense battles, being tried as never before. And I believe, you know, God has sustained this ministry, this broadcast ministry, on a daily basis since 1965. And the purpose is to reach out to those who are hurting, though, to the unsaved, of course, but especially to the body of Christ, because we are in spiritual warfare. And I believe many of you listening desire the fullness of Christ in your life. You know, the scripture says, "Who have I in heaven but thee? And there is none that I desire on earth beside thee." Our relationship with Jesus is the most important thing in our lives as a born-again believer, or it should be. Those who are willing to follow Jesus no matter what the cost. I think of, you know, the pathos that expressed in that scripture where Jesus was saying some very hard things, and he turned to his disciples, his faithful ones that had been with him, and he said, "Will you also turn away?" And Peter answered, "Lord, to whom shall we go? For thou hast the words of eternal life." And as committed Christians, we are called upon to pay a price, to take up our cross and follow him. And so let me just pray for those who are embattled, and then we'll go into the Word, continuing the message I began last week. Father, you see everyone that's listening. And Lord, you promised you wouldn't cause us to endure or suffer any trial, any tribulation that was too much for us, anything that was greater than what we were able to bear. You temper all the trials, even the work of the enemy, that you put, just as you did for Job, you put some parameters around what he could do. And Job stands out as one of the true heroes of faith because of all that happened in his life. He was able to say, in the midst of his pain, in the midst of his sorrow, in the midst of confusion, "Yea, though God slay me, yet will I trust him." And I believe that's what the Lord, he's never changed. He's looking for people that want to love him and serve him regardless of what is going on in their lives. Look at the life of Job. As I said, he's one of my favorite heroes because everything was taken from him. His family, his children were killed in one day, his possessions, and then finally his physical health, to the point his own wife said, "Curse God and die." But he held on in his integrity to God. And I don't know how long he was on that ash heap, but God did vindicate him and showed to the princes of darkness that there was one man who was perfect and upright in all the earth that would not turn away from God, because the charge of Satan was to, "Well, he just serves you because you bless him." God took away all the blessings, and he was still faithful to God. So let's put that in perspective in terms of our own lives. We will suffer tribulation in this world, but as Paul says, when we are weak, then we are strong. And so, Father, right now, I pray for those who are going through such difficult times. Father, give them hope. Stir up their faith. Lord, you're the author and finisher or perfecter of our faith. So, Lord, you will not cause us to stand in the heat of the trial without all the spiritual resources that we need. So, Father, right now, We're asking for that faith, for that strength, for that endurance, that we will keep our eyes upon you. We seek your wisdom as we go through these difficulties. Father, that in every choice, in every word, in every action, in every motive of the heart, every thought, that we will be pleasing to you. Father, make the way straight before their feet. I declare victory. I declare the ministering angels of God. Lord, you said the angels came to minister to the heirs of salvation. Give them the comfort they need. Let them find strength in the word of God. And supernaturally, right now, Father, I rebuke the spirit of heaviness upon them. And in spite of these difficulties, they will keep their eyes on you, and they will offer to you the sacrifice of praise, because, Lord, you alone are worthy, and you are in control of our lives, and we declare and express that faith, that belief that you are our God. We will not be ashamed, and we will trust in you. And all those agreeing said, amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. All right. Well, let's go on looking at what it means to be a hundredfold disciple of the Lord Jesus. If you're aware of what's going on in the church world, we know that, as I've said, if you're a regular listener, there is a lot of apostasy, and whole denominations have been shattered and fractioned by one principle, and that is the belief in the Word of God. You either believe it is the absolute, inerrant Word of God, or believe that it needs to be adjusted, made culturally relevant for the time in which we are living. So that's the basis. And so we have to understand, regardless of those who stand in pulpits and preach half-truths according to their, you know, natural understanding, that we're not fighting against flesh and blood in these end times. We're not dealing with, simply the problems and mistakes of the human community or the body of Christ. We're dealing with much more. We're dealing with the powers of darkness. And so my heart's desire, my prayers daily for UCM Partners, my family, and for you, my radio family, even if you've never written, to recognize the work of Satan, to rebuke him, and to resist his work in our lives. There are so many in need of deliverance from the power of Satan, and it's never going to come through the philosophy of man-made ideologies. It's going to come through obeying the Word of God, hearing the Word of God and acting on it, just as Jesus did. He used the Word of God against the temptations of the devil in the wilderness after his 40-day fast. Beloved, it's not going to take place by the hands of angels, but through those who are obedient to the Word of God, the body of Christ that is being established in the earth today. Now, let me share a few scriptures. 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter, verses 3 and 4, and my Bible is the Authorized King James Version, although I will at times read other translations. Paul is telling his beloved son in the faith, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts," in other words, the things that appeal to them, "they will make adjustments. They shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables." Goodness, there we go. And then let's go to Ezekiel, the 13th chapter, and I'm going to read a number of verses, perhaps the first 16 verses, because the word of the Lord came to this prophet, and let's relate it to where we are at today, because there's a lot of false teaching and false teachers out there. He says, "Son of man, prophesy against the prophets of Israel that prophesy, and say thou unto them that prophesy out of their own hearts, hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, woe unto the foolish prophets that follow their own spirit and have seen nothing. O Israel, the people of God, listen, thy prophets are like the foxes in the desert. Ye have not gone up into the gaps, nor made up the hedge for the house of Israel to stand in the battle in the day of the Lord. They've seen vanity and lying divination, saying, the Lord saith, and the Lord hath not sent them, and they have made others to hope that they would confirm the word. Have ye not seen a vain vision, and have ye not spoken a lying divination, whereas ye say, the Lord saith it? Albeit I have not spoken it. Therefore thus says the Lord God, because ye have spoken vanity and seen lies, therefore behold, I am against you, saith the Lord God, and mine hand shall be upon the prophets that see vanity, that divine lies, they shall not be in the assembly of my people. Listen to that. Neither shall they be written in the writing of the house of Israel, neither shall they enter into the land of Israel, and ye shall know I am the Lord God. God is judge over all, isn't he, saints? Because they have seduced my people, saying, peace, and there was no peace. And one built up a wall, and lo, others tempered it with untempered mortar. Say unto them which daub it with untempered mortar, that it shall fall. Only the word of God's going to stand, beloved. There shall be an overflowing shower, and ye, O great hailstone, shall fall, and a stormy wind shall rend it. Lo, when the wall is fallen, shall be not said unto you, where is the daubing wherewith ye have daubed it? Therefore thus saith the Lord God, I will even rend it with a stormy wind in my fury, and there shall be overwhelming shower in mine anger, and great hailstones in my fury to consume it. Verse 15, thus will I accomplish my wrath upon the wall, and upon them that have daubed it with untempered mortar, and will say unto you, the wall is no more, neither they that daubed it. To wit, the prophets of Israel, which prophesy concerning Jerusalem, which see visions of peace for her, and there is no peace. Let me close with this final scripture out of Proverbs, the 12th chapter, verse 19. Truth will continue forever, but lies are only for a moment. And that's true in our human dealings as well. Praise God. Well, I'm just, again, sort of laying a foundation, because God is a God of truth. He hates lies. All liars shall have their part in the lake of fire. It's very serious. So, beloved, I love you. Remember you in prayer every day. Invite you to tune in tomorrow at the same time as we continue on in this message, 100-fold discipleship. I invite you to write if you're going through a hard time. I personally read and answer the mail, and the announcer will give our contact information. Till tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.